Title: Sample Interpolation Choices for Old School Sound Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about something that secretly shapes a ton of old school jungle and early drum and bass: how your sampler or time stretch algorithm fills in the gaps when audio gets pitched, sped up, or stretched. Because that edge you hear on classic records, the crunchy transients, the slightly glued top end, that bright alias Y zing when breaks get pitched around, a lot of it is basically interpolation behavior. And in Ableton Live, you don't get a single knob that says linear versus sync, but you can absolutely steer the result with the choices you make: warp modes, repitch versus stretch, simpler playback, and then the big one, resampling and committing to texture. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable workflow to make two or three versions of the same break: a clean modern one, an acky-ish gritty one, and a brutally crunchy one. Then we'll arrange them so the track evolves by texture, not by throwing a million new samples at it. That's a very old school mindset. Let's build it. First, pick a classic break. Amen, Think, Hot Pants, Funky Drummer, any of those will work. Drag it onto an audio track in Ableton. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 BPM zone. Now here's your first big interpolation choice, even though Ableton doesn't label it that way: warp or no warp. If you want the most authentic old school pitch behavior, you're going to turn warp off and use transpose. That mimics the classic sampler reality: speed changes and pitch changes happen together. You pitch it down, it gets longer. You pitch it up, it gets shorter. That's the vibe. But if you want tight grid control and modern editing, keep warp on and pick the right mode. So do this: duplicate your break track twice so you have three lanes to experiment with. On the first one, we'll do warp off. On the second one, warp on with beats mode. On the third one, warp on with repitch. Let's start with version 1. Warp off. Click the clip. Go into the clip view and turn warp off. Now use transpose. Try pitching it down by 2 to 5 semitones. Minus 3 is a really good starting point for that heavier, slower feeling break without totally changing the identity. Or, if you want that manic early jungle energy, try plus 2. It gets urgent fast. Teacher note here: when you're comparing, don't loop 16 bars. Loop 1 bar with busy hats and ghost notes. That's where you hear the difference immediately. Most of the old sampler feeling lives in two zones: high frequency transients like hats and snare crack, and anything you pitch more than about 2 or 3 semitones. That's where the artifacts show themselves. Okay, version 2. Warp on, beats mode. Turn warp on. Choose beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Now set the transient grid. Try 1/16 for tight rolls and 1/8 for chunkier, more old school movement. Then the envelope, keep it low, like 0 to 20%. Lower envelope means it behaves more like hard slices, where tails get a little steppy. On breaks, that can be exactly what you want because the transients stay sharp and the groove stays punchy. A quick warning: if you use Complex or Complex Pro on breaks and it sounds soft, it's not your imagination. Those modes are smoother and often smear transient edges. They're amazing for vocals and pads. They're often the wrong choice for jungle drums unless you specifically want that smear as a creative layer. Now version 3. Warp on, repitch. Turn warp on. Pick repitch mode. This is the golden tape option. Repitch changes speed and pitch together, like warp off does, but you still get warp to grid functionality for arrangement. It's one of the closest old time bass feelings inside Live, especially for fills or end-of-phrase pitch dives. At this point, you should have three clips that feel meaningfully different even before processing. And here's an important workflow principle: decide your clock early. Meaning, decide whether you want gridlocked behavior or performance-locked behavior. If you want that loose early jungle push and pull, don't over-quantize after heavy warping. A great order of operations is: get timing right first, commit to audio, then destroy and shape. Now let's move into simpler, because this is where a lot of the sampler vibe lives. Right-click your break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transient Slicing. Ableton will create a drum rack full of samplers, one slice per transient. Now the key concept: pitching slices in simpler feels different than warping an audio clip. You're hearing instrument playback resampling behavior rather than time stretch behavior, and that's often closer to the old-school sampler pitching vibe than heavy warp processing. Pick 4 to 8 key slices. Get your kick, snare, a couple hat runs, maybe a ghost note cluster. In each sampler, avoid time stretch style features. If you have warp controls inside the device depending on your live version and mode, turn warp off there. Then pitch a couple slices down 1 to 3 semitones for weight, and keep others at original pitch for snap. This per-hit approach is a super underrated trick. Old wreckers often feel like different parts of the break came from different pads, some clean, some resampled, some chewed up. Doing it slice by slice gets you that same multiple sources illusion. Now we get to the secret sauce. Committing to old-school interpolation artifacts using resampling plus redux. This is where we stop guessing and start printing. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Break. Set audio from to your break track, or your drum rack track if you're doing slices. Arm Resample Break and record 8 bars of your edits. And before you crush anything, do one boring but crucial thing. Gain staging. Degrade processors like Redux and Clip Style Saturation respond wildly to level. Aim your break peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS before the crunch stage. Not because it's a rule, but because it makes the grit consistent instead of randomly angry. You can always make it loud later. Now on the resampled audio, drop in a classic device chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to clean sub rumble. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. Keep it subtle. You're setting the stage. Next, redux. Turn downsample on. For subtle grit, start around 12 to 18 KHC. For gnarlier jungle fizz, push it down to 6 to 10 KHC. Then bit reduction. For a 12-bitish feel, aim somewhere around 10 to 14 bits. Again, use your ears. The point is not destroy, it's period correct bandwidth and grain. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. The idea is to glue the grain a bit so it doesn't sound like a plug-in effect slapped on top. Then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, crunch at 0 to 20%, small moves. Be careful with boom, it can blur the low end of a break. If you use it extremely subtly. Limiter only if you're printing loud, and even then keep it reasonable. Ceiling around -0.8 dB, and try not to squash more than 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. What you're recreating here is not just lo-fi. It's old converter bandwidth limits, quantization, and that slightly crunchy transient edge that happens when you repitch audio and then print it again. Here's a pro-level tip. Don't just crush the whole break equally. Do a clean low, dirty top split. Duplicate the break or make an audio effect rack with two chains. On the LOW chain, low pass around 4 to 7 KHZ and keep it mostly clean. On the TOP chain, high pass around 200 to 400 HZ, then hit redux harder. Blend them. This gives you weight and punch that stays modern, but the top end attitude that screams 90s. Another super realistic touch. Add bandwidth choke. Not just bit reduction. Try low passing your gritty layer somewhere around 10 to 14 KHC before or after redux. Old machines weren't just low bit, they were band limited. Often that reads more authentic than extreme bit crushing. Also, experiment with the order of saturation and redux. If you put saturator into redux, you'll get a fuzzier overloaded input feel. If you put redux into saturator, you get more grain into glue, which is often easier to control. Print both. Don't decide in theory. Decide by how it sits against your sub. Speaking of sub, don't let your interpolation choices wreck the bottom. If you pitch the break down, low end can get messy fast. Carve a little pocket around 45 to 80 HC with EQ8 so your sub owns that region. In drum and bass, the sub is law. Let the break be character, let the bass be foundation. Now, arrangement. Old school progression often comes from swapping textures, not rewriting patterns. So here's an easy structure you can build fast. Bars 1 to 8. Use the clean, controlled break. That's probably beats mode. Keep bass minimal. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce the resampled redux version very quietly underneath. High passed if needed, maybe tucked -10 to -20 dB. This is the ghost layer trick. One clean, one wrong. You're adding fizzy vintage air without destroying punch. Bars 17 to 24. Full swap. Let the crunchy resample become the main break, and sprinkle extra ghost hits or small slice edits. Bars 25 to 32, do a drop fill. For the last half bar or last bar, use the repitch version and pitch it down by 2 semitones for a tape drag moment. Or reverse a snare slice and slam back into bar 1. Keep it simple, but commit. And one more old school mentality move, consolidate. When you get a resampled edit you like, consolidate it. Commit to the texture. This is how you stop endlessly tweaking and start building a record. Now let's cover the common mistakes so you can dodge them. 1. Using complex or complex pro on breaks and then wondering why it feels soft. It's smoothing your transient knife edge. Try beats or warp off or repitch first. 2. warping and processing before you decide on pitch. Pitch decisions first, then degrade and shape. Otherwise, you're stacking artifacts in a way that's hard to control. 3. Putting redux too early. If you crush before you clean and shape, you exaggerate junk frequencies and then you fight them forever. Control first, then crush. 4. Downsampling the whole mix because the break is gritty. Keep the grunge targeted. Break bus, hat bus, or a parallel layer. 5. Overchopping without groove. Jungle swing comes from timing offsets and ghost notes, not just random slices. Let it breathe. Now a mini practice routine you can do in about 20 to 30 minutes. Load an Amen at 174 BPM. Make 3 versions. Version A. Warp off, transpose minus 3 semitones. Version B. Beats mode, preserve transients, 1/16. Envelope about 10%. Version C. Repitch, no extra processing. Resample 8 bars of each and label them clearly. Amen warp off thirst. Amen beats 1/16 and 10. Amen repitch, whatever makes sense. On each resample, apply redux with downsample at 12 kHz and bits around 12. Then saturator at about 4 dB. Soft clip on. Arrange a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8 is version B. Bars 9 to 16 is version A layered with version B, with version A tucked about minus 10 dB. Then add one fill using version C in the last half bar. And here's your listening goal. You're not trying to decide what's highest fidelity. You're training your ear to recognize how interpolation choices change vibe. The rhythm can be identical, but the emotional impact changes because the transient behavior and high-frequency artifacts change. Finally, quick recap. In Ableton, interpolation choice is mostly your warp strategy, your repitch versus stretch decision, your simpler pitching approach, and your resample and degrade workflow. For old-school jungle and drum and bass, warp off and repitch gets you authentic pitch and tempo behavior. Beats mode keeps transients crisp and choppy. Resampling plus redux recreates that vintage grit and bandwidth limit edge. This audio version is shortened for playback.